I'm going to talk about the changes in Britain's relations with Europe since 1945. 1945 marked the end of the Second World War. During that time, Britain had been a participant in the war from the very beginning, had not been defeated at any time. If one looked at the different states which made up Europe in 1945, one finds that during the 30s and the progress of the war, at some time or other, most of those states had succumbed to some kind of dictatorship, usually a fascist dictatorship. One also finds that in the course of the war, most of the countries had been defeated and militarily occupied at one time or another. This was not true for Britain. Britain could therefore assume and assert that she was indeed one of the victors of the war and worthy to be ranked alongside the United States of America and the Soviet Union. This significantly affected our attitude towards the idea of uniting Europe. The original six countries that started the process, France, Germany, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, had all been militarily occupied at some time or another between 1940 and 1945. The attitude, therefore, of their populations to the nation state was very different from what it was in Britain. In those countries, there was a feeling we need to have something better, a better system of political organisation, something which will give better protection to the citizenry. We, on the other hand, we weren't the only country, but we were very much a country where there was the feeling that our nation state had been vindicated. Why did we need to change? There was an additional factor. Britain had close relations, not only with European countries, but also across the Atlantic with the United States of America and, of course, with Canada. And Canada was a founding member of the Commonwealth. The Empire, of course, the British Empire, was slowly changing itself into the British Commonwealth. Some people thought of the concept of Britain being the intersecting point of three circles: Europe, the Atlantic, and the Commonwealth. It therefore followed that Britain's strength lay in uniquely being in these three circles of influence and not in aligning decisively with any one of them.